And quick play call out of the Bruins as they break the huddle quickly, approach the line of scrimmage. Again, second and 15 now. Motion goes to the far side. He's going to hand it up the near side, setting the edge well. The Vikings going to be Jackson Chang finishing him off. And good play out of the Vikings defensive there. Now second and third and 16 after the loss of one.
Yeah, good job by Jackson Chang to stay home, stay right there where he needed to be. He read that play and not get lured back in towards the center of the field.
And a good job, too, is Asher Shervin, who kind of really forced him back inside and allowed Chang to come and clean him up. And sometimes that presence just on the outside is enough to deter a running back, just enough to allow you to get some help. So it's third and 16 now, 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Malin gets the snap, looking to pass, throws it down the seam, and just unable to connect with his receiver. That was Owen Austin. I just think Owen Austin never even saw that ball thrown, as it was a well-thrown ball.
Yeah, it was right where it needed to be. I don't think he knew it was coming, right up the center of the field, and he was off to the races had he caught that.
And I just think Malin maybe grown a little bit more and more uncomfortable back there, as the Vikings have only been able to generate more and more pressure as the game has drawn on. But the Bruins now on to punt, the very first punt of the entire evening, as they're facing a fourth and 16, ball spotted right on the 50-yard line. And Tom Morgan back there deep to return. And good snap and good punt. Ball's hung up in the air, and that thing's going to fall well short of Tom Morgan. So Vikings calling Peter for everybody to clear the way. And that ball is going to be downed at about the 28-yard line. Good communication out of Tom Morgan to communicate, get away, and not allow that ball to touch any of the Vikings players.
Yeah, the Bruins really trying to flip the field and push the ball as far as they can, push the Vikings back towards their own goal line, but just not able to get the distance on that kick.
So the Vikings take over once again here on the 28-yard line. Jericho Lake gets the call from head coach of the Sightsaw Vikings, Coach Sam Johnson, on the near sideline. Goes into the huddle. Vikings going to be driving right to left. Ball spotted on the near hash mark. Lake and the Vikings break the huddle. Lake's going to be working out of the shotgun formation. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Jackson Chang lined up in the backfield to Lake's right. Claps for the ball, gets it, looking to pass, looks right, throws right. He's got a receiver out in the flat. That's going to be Micah Blankenship. Micah Blankenship fumbles the football and able to jump back on top of it. Vikings with a few times putting the ball on the ground, and luckily the last couple that they've been able to jump on top of quickly.
Really something the Bruins are looking for right there. They want to get the ball. They've got the, you know, Vikings pushed back right now to the 34-yard line. They'd love to get the possession of the ball right here.
100%. That was the second time the Vikings have fumbled it this half and been able to jump on top of it. Jacob Mann jumped on the first. Micah Blankenship jumping on the second. Bunch formation to the near side. Chang in the backfield with Lake. Lake claps for the ball, gets it, turns, fakes the handoff, fakes the throw to the flat. He's got Micah Blankenship over the top, hits him in stride at the 50, the 30, the 20, the 10, and Micah Blankenship jogs into the end zone after about a 70-yard or 65-yard throw and catch. And what a well-designed play call is. Lake faked the handoff, then all of a sudden pump fakes it to the flat, getting the defensive back jumping up. And then Micah Blankenship just leaks out past the DB and is able to catch it in stride for a Vikings touchdown.
What poise by the quarterback, Jericho Lake.
I mean, 100%. That play can take so long to develop. And as a quarterback, to just sit back there and allow all this pressure to come your direction and just stay there patiently and to sell all the fakes to make an open receiver, it was done to perfection.
And focused by Micah Blankenship. Just get under that ball, get the cradle out, take it to the end zone.
Now the Vikings looking for another two-point conversion. Bunch formation to the far side. Lake claps for the ball. Gets, he's going to turn, hand it up the middle. It's going to be Will Johnson lowering the shoulder to group two Bruins and rumbles his way into the end zone for a successful two-point conversion. The Vikings jumping out in front 42-10 with 51 seconds left in the third quarter. And, I mean, look at this sideline. Look at the way their coaching is still very locked in with the players around. We're going to go ahead and take a quick 30-second break, though, and be back after this here on Coast Radio Sports. 42-10 is the score here at Hans Petersen Field. The Vikings out in front of the Brookings Harbor Bruins. It is homecoming night, and Will Johnson on to approach, kicks off the ball. That's a well-kicked ball, and that's going to bounce at about the 5-yard line and settle right there. So Hooper has to kind of just take it, and does so, making people miss left and right. Really good return. And I knew it right when I said it. It was Owen Austin. It was Owen Austin. Owen Austin. Owen Austin. And Owen Austin caught that, or that ball settled right at about the 5-yard line. Austin did a good job of deciding to pick it up and keep it, as that was a live ball, and is able to bring that thing out to about the 28-yard line.
Good return by Owen Austin.
I'm gonna get you to say it wrong once tonight because I'm messing it up every time I say it.
You've got the lead. I've got the ability that I get to sit back and just kind of glance down a little bit and be like, okay, there he is.
And Grady Malin now into the huddle after getting the call from the far sideline. Ball spotted on the 28-yard line. 43 seconds left. Vikings out or in the third quarter. Vikings out in front 42-10. Malin calls for motion, gets it, pitches out to the near side. That's going to be Devereaux. And Devereaux looking for the edge, but it was the near side of the field, the short side of the field, and gets about a gain of 3, maybe 4 there. Call it 3. So second and 7 now for the Bruins. Couple of Vikings forcing Devereaux out of bounds there. And second back into the game is Owen Austin, as they took him out for a quick breather after that return.
Been a pretty solid workhorse for the Bruins tonight.
Yeah, they've like I said, they've spread the ball out well. And buzzer is blaring here at Hans Petersen Field, so that means we are rolling into the fourth quarter this evening. Vikings out front 42-10. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and be back after this here on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Hans Petersen Field, and we were able to give a highlight or shout out to all the Vikings fall athletics, but we have to give a big one to the Stanislaw Cheer Squad and Britt Rainwater, who is the coach of this squad, and a huge, huge squad this year. I believe there's 20 or more cheerleaders for the Vikings this season, and it's been a lot of fun to see them develop as a team over the years with Britt as the coach. And Malin gets the snap, looking to roll. He's got a screen out in front of him. Devereaux once again. Vikings stepping up, trying to make a tackle. Devereaux making people miss. And a full head of steam, able to get about 25 yards, give or take. And I don't know why that was the only third time they've called it so far this evening, because he's able to get a big, big gain on it each time.
Now, Coach Denning for the Bruins is going to run that play a whole lot more in this fourth quarter.
I told you at half, they got to start going to it. I saw a lot of promise in the one time they were in it in the first half. And last time they did do it, they had an illegal man downfield, which is not all too uncommon with a screen play as an offensive lineman looking to get downfield and make some blocks.
And that netted them 25 yards, though, on that play. Yeah. They got negated by that penalty.
So now into Vikings territory at the 49-yard line are the Bruins. Malin gets the snap, looking to throw to his right. Pump fakes a couple times. Now he dumps it off to the flat, to his intended receiver, number 16. That was Isaac Hughes, and just kind of sails it over his head as he never had the ability to really set his feet and throw.
Yeah, he got rushed and got a little impatient. He tried to make something work there, and you see that a lot in the NFL. A quarterback tries to make something work, it usually goes south for him, and he got lucky there.
And we talked about Malin's playmaking abilities and just his decisiveness. Even in that, ball was never really in harm's way, though it was overthrown. It was just unable. I mean, kind of hopping around in there. No time to set and throw. And the receiver was open. But either way, if you're the Bruins, you're just happy that ball's not in harm's way.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't throw into double coverage, didn't throw into, the defensive side over there. But not going to get it there. I'm gonna do my best to get it to him, but if it doesn't, just going to go off the sideline.
And the Vikings have quite a few interceptions on the season, and I believe this is maybe their first game all year without one, except for probably Cascade Christian. But they have now extended their defensive scoring streak to 5 straight games with a defensive touchdown. Jacob Mann being the touchdown scorer on the last 2 of those.
Yeah, sole proprietor there owning that stat this year.
Yeah. So the Bruins now break the huddle. It's going to be Malin out of a shotgun formation. Devereaux lined up behind him. Motion goes to the far side. Looking to pass. Jacob Mann in a hurry behind him and patiently finds a receiver. That was going to be Isaac Hughes again.
Well, that was
intended receiver.
It was just a track race in the backfield with Malin and Jacob Mann.
I tell you what, I wouldn't mind running away from a couple of these Vikings players, but if I knew that Jacob Mann was right on my rear end, I would be looking to get that ball out of my hands as quick as possible, whether there was a receiver there or not. And Jacob, he's a presence back there. Now 10 minutes and 50 seconds left. Vikings out in front, 42-10. Malin breaks the huddle with the Bruins, sends motion to the far side in. Turns and hands it up the middle. Completely fooled me on that one. Malin does a good job of blocking it with that frame. Yes, I don't even know if that would have fooled. That would have helped me. As Jay Nillis hands me his binoculars up here, coming well prepared. I text Jay Nillis and said, "Hey, would you be able to do this game?" And text him back 10 minutes later, saying that I in fact needed his help. And within those 10 minutes, he had printed off rosters. He had written down notes from the point after last night with Coach Sam Johnson. And maybe that's your, 27 years?
Yeah.
Of the military?
30 years. 29 years, 3 months.
Oh,
so
my
30
gosh.
Years,
29 years and 3 months.
Hey, you asked. I come prepared, you know?
Jay, I haven't been alive 29 years. And now the Bruins getting the ball. It's going to be Malin looking to pass. Drops back. Good pressure in front of him. And kind of just sends up a prayer down the far sideline over the hands of the intended receiver. And he put some steam behind that ball off kind of platform.
I'm trying to figure out how he put that much on that ball. And he got it over the head and outstretched arms of Asher Sherman. if any of you know Asher Sherman, he's about 6. I don't know what he's listed as, but I stand next to that young man in class as one of his teachers. And I'd say he's a solid 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah. 6'2", 190 is what they got him on the roster at.
Once he gets his arms up in the air, he's a good 8 foot. And Malin got the ball over Asher's outstretched arms, and he was going to get sandwiched between Asher and Jacob Mann.
And was astonished. I mean, I don't know if there's helium in that football or what, but either way, a penalty was thrown. What in the world? A penalty was thrown. After that play, didn't see exactly what happened, but now the Bruins are facing a 1st and 25. Did you?
I did not see it. No, we were so amped up over the play that we missed the flag.
And right where the original line of scrimmage is where that pole is. So we probably missed it in general. But now Malin looking to pass. He's got pressure on him, and that ball is almost intercepted. I believe that was...
That is Coleman Weedman.
Coleman Weedman, the young man coming in, the sophomore, 5'9", 155, jumping that route to perfection just about, and almost comes away with an interception. That's a gutsy call as a sophomore, but that's what you want to see, is guys going out there and playing confidently and not timid to make a mistake.
Yeah, Coleman plays the quarterback position on the JV team. He took a hard hit last week and went down, but good to see him back in the game.
2nd and 15 now. Malin hands it end around. That's going to be up the middle now for Devereaux. Has a couple of Vikings just grasping onto any piece of cloth they can to try to bring him down. Bruins slow to get up. And they're going to go ahead and keep him on the field, surprisingly enough. And, oh, no, he's coming off now. You're stumbling pretty good. It's good to see him coming off.
Yeah, he's a senior, number 75, Lionel Harrow.
And so now a 3rd and 25 for the Bruins. 9 minutes and 15 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Vikings out in front with a 32-point lead, 42-10. And Malin back into the huddle. This is going to be a good quarterback next year.
Yeah, he's very well poised. Good decision making, I think. They got to expand and go back to some play calling a little bit.
Agreed.
His decision-making in those plays is good, but their offensive play calling coach has got to fix that.
And Malin looking to find a receiver down the seam. Intended receiver there was Owen Austin, and had enough to get a first down, and if he was able to hit him in stride, but that ball just sails over Austin's head, falling incomplete. So now 4th and 25. And offense will likely to stay on the field here, as there's only 8 minutes and 45 seconds left in this football game. And the Bruins wearing gold helmets themselves this evening, gold pants with a white uniform and blue numbers. And this is almost as close to a Thaisla away uniform as you possibly can get.
Yeah, school colors for both of these teams match up pretty well for a home jersey to an away jersey.
And your wife is a Bruin alum.
Yeah, yeah, yep, she is. Born and raised in Brookings for 22 years.
And now it's going to be 4th and 25. Malin looking to throw. Throws it all of 10 yards downfield. And the intended receiver there was Evan York. And to me, it's just down in distance. I mean, you got to kind of know where it's at. And didn't really have many receiver options downfield enough to get a first down there. I get if that's your third and 25 play call, trying to limit how far you got to go. But a 4th and 25 and only picking up about 10 yards for the Bruins. So another turnover on downs as the Vikings take over now on the 39-yard line. 8 minutes and 36 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Vikings out in front 32 points. And Lake and the offense break the huddle now. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. In the backfield with Lake is Caleb Gray. And sends one in motion now to the near side. He's going to hand it around to the near side. That's going to be Will Johnson looking for the edge. And gets about 6 yards, give or take. We'll see where they spot him. Now they're going to spot him after about a 4-yard gain. So second and 6. After a 4-yard carry for Will Johnson. And I know it's a personal thing, but I love those jet sweeps to the wide side of the field with a kid's speed like Will Johnson, just allowing him to try to get that edge and give him a couple more yards of space to do so. But I won't question Sam Johnson, that's for sure. Here's formation to the far side.
There's a reason he's there and you're here.
Exactly. And throws it out to the flat. That ball is kind of put up in harm's way as Lake just sailed it in where the blockers were on a designed wide receiver screenplay. And good job, heads-up play there by Caleb Gray. The ball was thrown forward, but you never know what a referee's going to see. And doesn't let the referee decide what happened there, just jumped on top. Either way, it's going to be an incomplete pass for the Vikings now, 3rd and 6. 7 minutes and 47 seconds left in the ballgame. One more score, and the Vikings put up the running clock from this point forward. I thought it was 40 points last week. Made me question things and look it up. And it's 35 now.
35.
And bunch formation to the far side. Jericho Lake's going to be out of the shotgun formation. Will Johnson lined up to his left. One receiver to the near side takes it. He's going to turn, hand it. It's going to be kind of a jet sweep, long play there to get going. And ball carrier was Caleb Gray. The Vikings not able to get enough for a first down. Kind of distracted there as a member on the sidelines was kind of thrown over a bench. Player coming out of bounds. Good blocking on whoever was blocking number 11. Blocked him all the way into the benches. So now the Vikings electing to go for it here. Blake getting the play call on a 4th and 6 now. 4th and 5 maybe. We got a timeout call. The Vikings want to talk things over. 7 minutes and 11 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. We're going to take a quick 30-second break here on Coast Radio Sports. And a big shout-out here at Hans Peterson Field to the Thaisla Band. Came out, had a halftime performance. We were just busy talking about the game here in the booth. They also did a beautiful rendition of the national anthem. And now they got the student section rocking here on homecoming, the homecoming game. And Cameron Utz, our man in the studio, used to play in the Thaisla Band. So even bigger reason to give them a good shout-out this evening. But Vikings facing a 4th and 5. Lake looking to pass. He's got a receiver down the Steve catching it in stride. That's going to be Tom Morgan. Tom Morgan running down free down the middle of the field and into the end zone. 56 yards on the touchdown for the Vikings. Jericho Lake finding Tom Morgan in stride on a slant right down the middle of the field. And Tom Morgan never had to really change his direction to travel there as his speed just was more than enough to power the Vikings into the end zone.
Yeah, Jericho Lake's passed about the same speed as Tom Morgan's feet, and just in step right there.
Yeah, that was a rip of a throw. The ball was never higher than Tom Morgan's head as it hit him right in stride. The Vikings now on to kick a PAT. 48-10 is the score. Will Johnson back on the field to kick this time. And Colin Barnett, the long snapper here. Now we got another flag. No one was really even set, so I don't know what a false start could be here. And they're telling Jacob Mann something here. They're sending Jacob Mann off the field for some reason. And now we have Asher Sherman checking in for him. And I don't know what in the world it could have been. Either way, 5 yards. Tacked against the Vikings now. So PAT is going to be a little bit longer now. Good snap, good hold. Ball is up in the air and in. Is it incomplete? No good. Over the left upright. Will Johnson, no good on the PAT there. Vikings either way take another 6 points and put him up on the board, 48-10 with 5.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and be back after this here on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back to Hans-Peterson Field. Vikings out in front right now, 48-10, and it's going to be a running clock from this point on as the Vikings have now broken that 35-point threshold. Will Johnson on to kickoff and approaches it and does just that. Boots this one high into the sky, and that ball is caught on the fly. And a Bruin doing his best special teams impersonation of a Viking there as he tackles his own player at the 20-yard line. I just don't think that they ever really communicated who the ball that was.
No.
Despite it being pretty apparent that the front man was going to be catching it.
Yeah, Jason Murray is staring at that ball the whole way and did everything he could to make sure he brought that down.
And the Bruins now taking over on the 21-yard line. And 4 minutes and 40 seconds and counting. Bruins offense back onto the football field. 4.5 minutes now. No pressure here. No sense of urgency, obviously, at this point in the game for the Bruins as they bring in their backup quarterback. He's going to turn, hand it around the edge. And good blocking out in front. That was going to be Owen Austin. I got it that time. With the carry there. And on now to play quarterback for the Bruins is going to be Jacob Devereaux. So now it's Devereaux and Devereaux in the backfield. That is a lot of EAUXs going on with eyes set for LSU.
At least our family names for the Vikings are Gray and Gray.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier than Devereaux. But
of course, they're 8-9, right? So it's a little hard to see in the distance.
And, yeah, it's given me all season. So now Jacob Devereaux, the quarterback, in, sends motion to the near side, turns, hands it. That's going to be – who is the ball carrier here? Either way, the Vikings doing a great job coming up and tackling, just not allowing him any ability to make a decision as to where he wanted to go. Ball carrier there for the Bruins was Tyler Schultz, the sophomore running back. So the Bruins now working in a couple of younger guys. And this is a sophomore quarterback in Jacob Devereaux now. So two sophomores in at quarterback.
And seeing the Vikings do the same thing, Jude Sapp coming in as well.
Yeah, it's good to give the Vikings shout out here as they work into the football into this football game.
Yeah, Skip Lacouture out for the Vikings on the field.
And Devereaux now, the quarterback, sends motion to the far side, turns, hands it up the middle. And brought down by a handful of Vikings, getting back to about the original line of scrimmage as the Bruins now are going to be facing a 3rd and 10 in on that cat tackle. Caleb Gray, believe Asher Sherman was in there.
Noah Gonzalez. Jude Sapp. Yeah, a lot of names you probably haven't called too much lately and getting some experience in there for the Vikings.
One of them's not even on my roster at this time.
79.
So I'm going to have to update that as, 79 is new to me. Either way, he's making his presence felt in that interior D lineman already. 3rd and 9 now for the Bruins. 2 minutes left in this football game. Devereaux looking to pass. Looks left, throws left. Here, that ball is going to be intercepted. Rowdy throw. Catches that ball. And not his first interception of the year. But a good job of being in the right place at the right time and taking full advantage of it is that ball is going to be now spotted in Bruin territory at about the 44-yard line. Rowdy Thrall, the sophomore with his second interception of the season. And he just looks so confident back there. It's so much fun to see him play as Will Johnson hyping him up on the near sideline along with Jacob Mann. And it's just so much fun to see those relationships grow. 2 years ago, these kids weren't even in the same school as Rowdy was down at the middle school. And now they're the bestest of friends.
So Cam Lida in for quarterback for the Vikings.
Cam Lida now takes the snap. He's going to turn, hand it up the middle. Ball carrier there.
Nick Sprague. A lot of junior varsity players. These are the guys that I'm used to calling on Wednesdays.
Thank you very much, because I know Skip Lackatour is 2.
Yep.
Cam Lida is 10. Outside of that, I am a little bit miffed as to who is who. And I'd love to give a shout-out to as many of these players as possible.
Here we got Trenton Hare on the near side.
Cam Lida now under center. He's going to turn, hand it. It's going to be up the middle. It's going to be Skip Lackatour with a head of steam, picking up a first down and more. And look at the spark these guys have in this football game right now.
They are not slowing down at all. They're trying to get as many plays off as they can.
17 seconds now, rushing up to the line of scrimmage with Cam Lida and the rest of this offense, getting under center. 10 seconds now.
Lincoln.
And the referee slowing them down here.
Lincoln Meyer to the left on the line.
Lida under center gets the snap. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Skip Lackatour once again up the middle. And able to get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe another gain of another yard or two. And that's the end of this football game as the Vikings go out and win it. Homecoming night, 48-10 over the Brookings Harbor Bruins. Both teams lined up to give handshakes. And, boy, was that just a clean football game for the Vikings or what?
Yeah, great job. We had a couple miscommunications there and those penalties that we talked about in the first half. But really cleaned that up in the second half and played some great, great football.
That they did. We're going to go ahead, though, take a quick 30-second break. Vikings go on, win this football game 48-10. Stay with us here on Coast Radio Sports as we'll be back with this post-game show. Vikings go on and win this homecoming matchup against the Brookings Harbor Bruins 48-10. And Jay Nellis hit it on the head prior to us going to that break. As outside of those mistakes with penalties and whatnot, this was a very clean game for the Vikings. A couple miscommunications on a couple plays, but you go ahead and snap a football 117 times in a football game, that's bound to happen. And either way, the Vikings jumping out and never looking back after taking a quick lead after the Jacob Mann 55-yard, I believe, off the top of my head, scoop and score to open up scoring for the Vikings. And like I said, just never looked back.
Yeah, did a great job. Offensively, defensively, the Vikings really settling into a good rhythm as we go into the last part of this season and see what postseason play may look like for them.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to see how the rest of this season kind of boils down. And for this Viking squad, really seem to be kind of hitting their stride now. Sophomore Jericho Lake has come in, ran that offense very, very efficiently, seems very, very poised no matter what situation he's in. And we've seen him do it all. We've seen him go out and get blowout wins. We've seen him come back and dogfight with the Douglas Trojans, going out and putting together an incredible game-winning drive in that football game with about 15 seconds left. And whenever you've allowed a kid to come out there and really just start gaining confidence as the season goes on, to me, the sky's the limit at this point.
Yeah, it's great to see what the future holds for the Vikings. As Sam has been building this team for the past few years now, just like you see right there out there in the middle of the field. You know, these guys are out there giving shout-outs to each other. And that's team building right there. That's that family atmosphere that Coach has brought to this team. And every one of those players, none of them are taking credit themselves. Those guys are giving credit to their teammates out there. And I'd give a shout-out to Tom Morgan tonight, Jacob Mann, and Jericho Lake. Those are my three shout-outs tonight, those guys on the field tonight. Great job.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to give any of them, it'd be probably obvious. I mean, Owen Burt, you got to give a big shout-out
yeah,
to on that screenplay that Will Johnson took to the house, and Owen Burt was 40 yards downfield sprinting with everything he had and really opened that thing up to happen. And it's just so much fun to see those guys be selfless in that way. So Owen Burt's got to get one of my shout outs, and then I'll give another one to Micah Blankenship. We didn't know if his season was going to be over. It's going to be really at the mercy of if he needed surgery or not. And his mom came to me a few weeks ago and with the biggest smile on her face said that he didn't need surgery. And I didn't want to go out and tell broadcast that or anything, but I knew he was going to be coming back at some point. And for him to go out there and be a leader for the weeks that he was out and just allow Jericho Lake to grow into the player he's been up to this point, and go out there and really have no questions or you know, deny going in at their receiver position and saying, "Oh, I'm a quarterback." Came out here and played well defensively, offensively, and did a good job with the repetitions that he got.
Yeah, that's good leadership, and that's maturity out of Micah Blankenship. He didn't come back and put that jersey on and tell, so he didn't walk, first of all, he never walked away from the team, you know, and he was helping Jericho in those off weeks. He came back and I'm guessing there was a discussion between him and Sam, Coach Sam Johnson, of I'm a team player. If you put me in as a receiver, put me in as a back, put me in where you need me, I am here to play football as a Viking. And that's leadership and the maturity of Micah Blankenship.
100%. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you have weapons for the Vikings at this point. You've got now Micah Blankenship out at the receiver. We saw him make many people miss and do well in that screen game. Tom Morgan, Bryce Franzoni, you've got, you name it, anybody out there can make a play for the Vikings, all the way down to the freshmen and sophomores that we've seen now going out there getting interceptions and being in the right place at the right time. And that's not a luck thing. That's a smart thing. You know football, you know down and distance, you know where the ball is going, and you can read the offense well. And we saw Rowdy Thrall come away with an interception, Jacob Mann with the scoop and score. I mean, you could list players' names on and on and on and on. And to me, that's a lot of fun, is to be able to have a squad that is deep and has a lot of ability to move the ball around out in space and make people miss, or defensively to bring ball carriers down.
Yeah, they're selfless football players. They really are. It's about the team. It's not about the eye. It's about, we're going out on that field tonight to get a win for our school, for the Vikings, for this team.
Yeah, and we knew it was going to be a little bit interesting being homecoming week. A lot of outside noise for the football team, a lot of festivities going on. And you know, you're worried about how you're going to ask so-and-so to homecoming. You're worried if they say no. All these outside noises that typically aren't there on a Friday night all of a sudden make their way into a football game. There's a lot of family traveling. And to me, they answered that call tonight and just showed that they're here to play football and did an incredible job with this evening in the matchup against the Brookings Harbor Bruins.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the matchup next week and as we wrap up.
Yeah, so next week it will be the Coquille Red Devils traveling to Florence. Kickoff will be at 7 p.m. here at Hans Peterson Field. We'll go live on the air at 6:45 p.m. And it should be a good one. Coquille's 2-1 in league play and in second place. And that's a gritty football team. And we're able to talk to a couple of the players over the offseason down there at Coquille. And they're hungry. I mean, they had this game circled on their schedule early. And I'm excited to see that one unfold. So that one will be here at home next week. And Thursday evening, we're going to go live with Coach Sam Johnson on the point after at 7:05 Thursday evening on 106.9 Coast Radio Sports. So tune in there, also on a Facebook Live, and we're going to be talking about this matchup as well as next week's matchup and kind of what the end of the season's looking like right now for the Vikings. So any last words, Jay?
No, I appreciate you bringing me up tonight. Had a lot of fun getting actually to call a Vikings game. I haven't had the chance to do this yet, and it's been a lot of fun with you.
Well, good. I'm glad that you were able to come, and thank you for taking time out of your Friday and spending it with us here at Coast Radio Sports. And Cameron Utz back at the studio. Big shout out to you, and a big thank you to you as well for spending your Friday evening with us as well. So go Vikes.
Go Vikes.
All right. Have a good evening, folks.